Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun. Live on the free Odyssey app. The workday is coming to an end.
It is 5 o'clock. I will see you all tomorrow.
But Quinn and Chris are just getting started.
Sports talk it is.
Your hosts, Tony Quinn Jr.
Really, the only two that beef in here most of the time is Scree and Chris.
And Chris Ello.
Yeah, we're the only beefers.
Where's my notebook?
There's my notebook.
It's time to get you up to speed on all things sports.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
With plenty of nonsense in between.
Oh, look! Here comes our fearless producer!
Quinn and Chris starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, welcome back to Quinn and Chris, live from Peoria and home of Padres Spring Training 2023. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, and it's been an eventful day so far. We'll keep it rolling here. Had Jake Cronenworth on the show a little bit earlier. Also heard from Jose Azokar today. Man, he really moved up my list as far as guys you root for.
Seriously.
Tim Lopes, young guy trying to make this ball club, and even if he comes up a little short, he's going to have a spot somewhere along the line as this season goes on. I think you can bet on that. And Ryan Weathers, good to catch up with Ryan Weathers again after a year where things did not necessarily go his way at the big league level, but he sounds like a much more mature young man and a guy that really understands a little bit more about pitching. You know he's got the God-given ability. So fun having all those guys on. Thanks to Darren and Craig and Danny and everybody at the Padres Media Relations Department, JP, for helping us get all those guys out here. And we will have more guests for you as we go along. We're broadcasting live in Peoria, not only the rest of today, but tomorrow and Friday as well here with myself and Scraby hanging out here. Tony will be back with us shortly for a couple more segments on the program. But Scraby, we got our Chris vs. the Fans coming up.
Yes, sir.
And you have put together some questions for our listeners and myself. Do you have the information in front of you there as to where people are going to be going if they win Chris versus the Fans?
I sure do. You're entered to see 38 Special in Las Vegas. After more than four decades together, 38 Special remains a fan favorite Southern rock band. See the band live in concert on April 28th in the International Theater at Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. You qualify for a trip to Las Vegas, including two tickets to the show and a two-night stay at Westgate Las Vegas. And while we're doing this hour on 97.3 The Fan, it's brought to you by your local San Diego County UPS store. Your local San Diego County UPS store locations are hosting a shred event for March 20th through March 25th. 50% off shredding services. Visit theupsstore.com for the location nearest you. See store for details.
All right, very good, Scraby. And with that, let's get we got some contestants ready to roll. So let us kick off Chris versus the Fans.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Scraby, are you sure that the guy who says...
Oh, I knew you were going to go there.
Who's danger? He's dangerous. It's not Christopher Walken.
It's not. It is Sylvester Stallone.
Just... like him. And you always say it's Sylvester Stallone, and I don't believe it.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to see the clip one of these days.
See, Frank even said
Frank
it is.
Back in the studio, yeah. Frank saying, yes, it's Sylvester Stallone.
This guy, he's dangerous.
From what?
From probably one of the 18 terrible movies he's made in the last 20 years. It's from one of the Rocky movies, Chris.
It sounds like it's from one of the Rocky movies, but it doesn't sound like his voice. It sounds like Christopher Walken.
Okay. We've had this argument for at least 3 years.
Maybe four.
Might be four.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead and get on with the rules and let's get
into
the game.
All right. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult as we go along. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. And let me get the contestants on the line. Let's go first to Justin in Carlsbad. Justin, are you there?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Very good, Justin. How are you?
Doing great. Hey, first time playa.
I was just all about right. to say, I forgot to mention, if you're a first time playa, make sure you tell us before the first question and you go to the second question for free.
Automatic.
All right. Here we
you're
go.
Welcome.
What team was Rex Ryan the coach of his last time as a head coach? Again, I'll repeat that. What team was Rex Ryan the coach of the last time he was head coach?
All right, I got two in my head. The New York Jets.
The New York Jets.
The Jetropolitans.
The Jetropolitans. Fortunately, that's incorrect, but stay there. I don't know if Chris remembers this.
I don't. Did he
really?
Did he go to Buffalo?
I'm not going to give you...
That was my other guess.
Oh, was that an answer?
Yeah, Buffalo. That was my guess.
Oh, all right. Sorry about that, Justin. Thank you very much for calling in. Appreciate you. Let's go to our next contestant. Let's go to Ivan in San Diego. Ivan, how are you doing today?
Doing good, guys. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good, Ivan.
Thank you.
All right.
You guys ready for the season? Next 1 week.
I know.
Unbelievable. That
eight
it's
days
only
away.
8 days till the first pitch, and we start burying those Rockies.
That's not where I thought you were going to go with that, but all right. Okay, Ivan, let's get started. Who do the Padres play in spring training tonight?
Jesus, I don't know.
We've talked about it all day.
Yeah.
So.
I know. Just got on the phone.
Just
right
got
now,
on. Just climbed on.
Reds is correct.
He's going Reds. He got it. He got it. Very good, Ivan. You're still in the game.
Okay. Here we go. Question number two. What active Major League Baseball player holds the record for most consecutive games with a strikeout? What active Major League Baseball player holds the record for most consecutive games with a strikeout?
You're talking about a hitter?
A hitter. Yes,
a hitter.
Thank you. Someone striking out, not striking out someone. So a hitter.
Oh, my God. I want to say Joey Gallo.
You going to go with Gallo?
Scraby. Trying to... Hurry him along.
All right, we got a buzzer. Yeah, for
Gallo.
He's going with Gallo.
Unfortunately, Gallo is incorrect. Yep. But Chris, stay there because I don't know if Chris knows this.
Yeah, it's a pretty tough one. For some reason, it jogs in my mind that Aaron Judge had a long streak of striking out in games. So I will go with Aaron Judge.
That is correct.
It's right.
Sorry, Ivan.
Doing how many games in a row?
37.
37 games in a row with a strikeout. Yeah.
Sorry. Someone just messaged me and was giving me the background on this guy's dangerous.
Uh-oh.
And it popped up on my phone.
Well, what's the background?
Well, now I got to go find it, but it's saying it's someone, it's not either Walken or Stallone. Oh, it's from Creed 2, Frank is telling us. Okay. Anyway, that was a really goldfish moment for me, but let's get to our next contestant. We will go to Gary in San Diego. Gary.
Yeah, Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Hi, Gary.
It's Gary.
All right, Gary, let's go to question number one. What nickname, I don't know if we've already used this, but it doesn't matter. What nickname was used for the 1970 Cincinnati Reds?
The Big Red Machine.
Big Red Machine.
Big
is
Red
correct.
Machine.
I always forget if we do these.
I think we did do that one, but nothing
okay.
wrong with that.
Yeah,
it's all right. It's a question number one.
All right, Gary. Question number two. What football conference is Notre Dame in?
Notre Dame always used to be independent, and as far as I know, they still are independent. I don't know them as being a part of any conference.
All right, Gary. You are correct.
Independent.
That's it was right. a trick question.
Scraby trying to be a little trickery
there. A trick
there.
Question.
Trying a little trickery.
Was that your best breaking ball, Scraby?
That was my mediocre breaking ball.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Scraby's got some. He's got some more heat for you here on question number three. Let's see what
All
he's
All right,
got.
Here we go. All right, Gary. Who was the first baseball player to appear on a Wheaties cereal box?
First baseball player to appear on a Wheaties box.
Wheaties box.
Yeah, Wheaties. Wait, where you got the whip? Yeah, I got it right. Wait, what?
Sorry, Gary, I can't.
I'm going to go with Willie Mays.
Willie Mays.
Willie Mays.
Incorrect.
Willie Mays gets
Chris,
a buzzer.
Do you know?
I don't know. First backslide, I've got Babe Ruth.
Did they even have Wheaties back then?
I don't remember when Wheaties came. Mickey Mantle. Joe DiMaggio.
Okay.
I'm guessing like nine people at once.
Gary has won because Gary. Chris got incorrect. You were right there, though. Babe Ruth.
Was it Lou Gehrig?
Joe DiMaggio. It was Lou Gehrig.
Lou Gehrig.
1934.
Oh, wrong guy.
Yes.
Right.
So, Gary, you are the winner. You will qualify for that. Frank's going to get you. So, stick on the line. Good job, Gary.
Good
we haven't heard
Gary.
From Gary in a while.
No. And because he beat me, I hope we don't hear from him for a while longer. No, I'm just kidding, Gary.
I was going to say, that's not very nice.
Always good to have you on the program, Gary. Nicely done today. You get to qualify for the trip to Las Vegas. I hope you end up getting it. Should be doing the drawing here pretty soon, right, Scrib? Because we're coming
Should
up
be.
At the end of the month of March.
Yeah.
And then we do the drawing at the end of every month, and we have a monthly winner of that trip to Las Vegas.
You know, the Aztecs have a spring game here coming up at Snapdragon Stadium tomorrow. Starting
tomorrow?
At 6 p.m.
Yes.
So football's getting back underway as well. It feels like there's no offseason for sports anymore, I'm not going to complain.
Not only is football getting underway at Snapdragon Stadium in the next few days, Scraby, but football is getting underway at Snapdragon Stadium in the next few days. I know that the San Diego Wave are beginning their second season in the the National Women's Soccer League?
NWSL.
They will be playing, I believe, Chicago in their season opener on Saturday night. So, you got a nice little weekend lined up here. You got Aztec spring game tomorrow.
And the admission is free to the game. Parking is $10. Tickets can be claimed in advance at goaztecs.com/springgame.
Spring game.
Yeah.
All right, so that's Thursday. Then Friday, you got the Aztecs beating Alabama.
Yep.
And then Saturday, you got the Wave beginning their season against the Chicago,
It's not the Fire.
You should ask me, like, that would be a three-point question, Scraby.
The Chicago
NWSL franchise.
The Red Stars.
The Red Stars.
The Red Stars.
And then Sunday, the Aztecs will be back in action, we hope.
Yes.
In the Elite Eight. So,
what are their options? I know you know off the top of
Princeton
your head.
Princeton or Creighton. So, I mean.
You want Creighton after what happened last year, don't you?
No.
You want Princeton,
of course.
You want
Princeton because they're a 15 seed.
But they're also the Cinderella at this point.
Yeah,
you don't want to face the Cinderella.
I know, but look, Creighton's got a great team. I don't know how they're only a 6 seed. Creighton has almost everybody back from that team that beat the Aztecs last year. But, look, it's kind of interesting because, you know, if the Aztecs beat Alabama, and we get it, it's a big if, but you know what? You're going to play the game. You're going to give it a shot. If the Aztecs win this game, then it really does kind of open up for them a little bit.
It does.
Because Princeton or Creighton is a team you're going to be seeded ahead of either way. And if you go to the Final Four, you play the winner of the region that has Kansas State, Tennessee, Michigan State, and Florida Atlantic. So
bunch of low seeds there.
Lower seeded teams. The bigger names are actually on the other side of the draw. Houston, Texas, UCLA, Gonzaga. They're all on the other side of the draw, whereas the Aztec side of the draw, the only real big name is Alabama.
Yeah.
Just so happens that the Aztecs are getting them first. But if they get by Alabama, it opens up a little bit for San Diego State. Jesse Agler and I were dreaming a little while ago today, because he's a Miami of Florida
guy. Yes, he is.
That somehow the Aztecs and Miami of Florida could both get to the Final Four. And if they do, they would actually have to win to play each other for the national championship game. And then we snapped out of it.
But, hey. Miami's made it farther than I thought. They had a huge injury. That's what I was reading up on, because I don't know much about Miami basketball.
Miami made the Elite Eight last year, so they're pretty good basketball. They got a great coach in Jim Larrañaga there. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. Tony rejoins us for the next segment, and guess who's being put on notice by Major League Baseball? Well, you would never guess. It's the Bat Boys and Bat Girls. Find out what we're talking about after traffic and Gwen and Chris comes back to Peoria.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Back to Gwen and Chris, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Zello, Matt Scraby here from the Peoria Sports Complex as we getting through our first day here at camp. It's been a pretty exciting day.
Eventful.
Yeah, eventful. That's the word I was looking for. Pretty eventful day.
Eventful, man. There's no place I'd rather be, Tony. I mean, a little spring training with you in Peoria. It's nothing better than this, and we're having a great time out here, and I love Major League Baseball sending out the memo about this pitch clock, trying to kind of tweak the pitch clock a little bit.
Trimming some of the fat.
As they go along here in spring training, I guess, there was a problem. Max Scherzer, I guess we can blame for all of this, right?
It's his rule, basically.
It's his rule. I mean, he was the one that started holding the ball in the set position, and then the second that the batter was ready in the batter's box, Scherzer delivered the pitch, and batter's like, whoa, wait, that's not supposed to be happening. And so baseball has tried to tweak this, giving the umpires a little more power to hold the pitcher up for just a second until the batter ready. There were some people who thought a nice tweak would be to just eliminate the pitch clock altogether in the eighth and ninth inning when you've got a lot of drama and you got runners on base and relief pitchers staring in. But they didn't do that, or at least they haven't done it yet. And I'm kind of glad they didn't, Tony, yeah. because to me, if you're going to have a pitch clock, you got to have a pitch clock. You can't just say, well, it's the ninth inning and the game's a little more interesting now and more intense. So, you know, the closer doesn't have to abide by those rules.
Yeah, no, that it wouldn't work. I mean, especially as you're trying to get everybody used to the rules, yeah. taking it away in the last two innings of a game.
Yeah, Manny Machado comes to bat in the ninth inning and asks the ump, what inning? Am I good? Do I have a extra couple of seconds to dig in here?
Right.
It just doesn't seem
There did seem to be some loopholes, if you will. Yeah. And it particularly when a hitter called timeout, you started to see pitchers, especially early on in spring training, you started to see pitchers just get to the set position and wait for that hitter to get in. So now one of the kind of tweaks they've made is that the clock won't start until the hitter gives an indication to the umpire that he's ready now, and now we can proceed. And it was you know, in two different ways. In Max Scherzer's case, he wanted to hurry up and quick pitch. But the other case is the pitcher would just hold. He'd have that full 20 seconds just to sit there and hold, either forcing the hitter to use his timeout, or if he's already used it at that point,
then he just had to sweat it out.
He had to just sweat it out. And so this kind of prevents both of those things from happening. Probably the biggest – that's probably the significant one. The other one that you didn't see as much about is on big swings – are brushback pitches. Big swings in which equipment falls and or a brushback pitch where you're trying to get out of the way.
Trying to gather yourself.
Right. It did turn out that there probably needs to be a little delay before the clock begins as opposed to letting the clock kind of start back up once the pitcher has the ball on the mound again. Yes. So
when a ball is buzzed by your nose at 100 miles an hour, you might need more than 15 seconds to get ready for the next pitch. And
right.
it's only understandable that the umpire has the leeway to do that. My favorite addendum to the memo is this one, Tony. New standards will be enforced for bat boys and bat girls.
You have been put on notice.
You have been put on notice. If you are a bat boy or a bat girl, your ability to quickly retrieve equipment will help efforts to speed up the game. The league is going to get this. Evaluating the performance of bat boys and bat girls.
Been waiting for this my whole life.
And could ask teams to replace the bat boy and bat girl if their performance is not up to standard. These are like 14-year-old kids.
Well, what this means now is you're not going to have, you know, a Tony Gwynn Jr. Being the bat boy much anymore.
You're going to have to be a professional bat boy.
You're going to have to get on your job and make sure the balls are out to the umpire. We can't have any more of the umpire picking up the bat, rolling it out of the way. No. Bat boys, bat girls, you have been officially put on notice. Your job is at stake.
Well, if I'm a bat boy, all right, for the Padres, or let's say I'm a bat boy for the Detroit Tigers, I'm calling all the rest of the bat boys, and we're forming a bat boy union.
Yeah.
And we are coming back at Major League Baseball and putting in some demands of our own. We don't want players throwing bats and helicoptering them in our direction any longer. We don't want umpires getting upset with us when we don't deliver the balls in time.
Yeah.
I mean, the bat boys and the bat girls of the world, you know, they now have something to fight for because they're being told what to do.
Yeah.
They don't have a voice. They need somebody to speak for them, Tony, and I'm speaking for them right now.
Yeah, the days of players having their kids be bat boys or bat girls is probably coming to an end. Or they just have raised the standard of who these kids have to be and how good they have to be at their job. Certainly one of the rules that is being, it's not an amendment, it's just kind of an add to almost, right? I guess it is an amendment in some ways. The other one that I found that we've been talking about a lot, Jesse and I have talked about a lot, you're starting to see more and more pitchers be able to have PitchCom on their waist and kind of be able to use it. It sounds like that is going to be official come regular season. Pitchers will be able to have the PitchCom and use it on their own. So,
yeah. And the other thing is if a pitcher goes to cover first base on a ground ball.
Yes, another one.
Or if he's backing up third base after a base hit, he's going to be given an extra couple of seconds to get back up on the mound. So it sounds like they're doing the right things
I got to give Major League Baseball credit. They're not usually quick to make changes like this. They've obviously have been watching very carefully in terms of how these rules were set. The other one is if a catcher makes the last out of an inning and has to kind of, as long as he does it within reasonable amount of time, they will afford the extra time for catchers to get themselves out there. But
hurry up and get your catcher gear on. The clock is running. We don't have time to stand around. The bat boy is ready.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's funny because for so long, you know, I pay attention to that kind of stuff. Umpires being a little frustrated that, you know, the bat is still out here, or umpires kind of being a little frustrated. Hey, I need those five extra balls.
Yeah. We gotta. Bat boys have to really be sharp. No dilly-dallying around if you're a bat boy any longer. So, you know, that's just going to be one of the crazy things that happens with the new rules. But I, for one, will be watching bat boys when I'm at a game to see how effective they are at taking care of what they're supposed to take care of. Scraby, I think your future as a bat boy and bat girl may be in doubt now.
Yeah. You know, this might surprise you, but I really wanted to be a bat boy back in the day.
Like, who wouldn't want to be?
That doesn't surprise me at all.
I mean, who wouldn't want to be to hang out in a major league
dugout? That's as close as you can get to the game without actually being in the game.
You know,
that's
awesome. I was always really jealous of Dusty Baker's son because he was the bat boy for the Giants. Yeah. He got front row seat to even a game-winning – or not a game-winning play, but a big play in the World Series.
He almost tagged the guy out at the play. So
Dusty's son set the standard. I mean, he was out there so fast, the play was still actually going at that time.
Right.
So that's what they want. They want guys to be out there quick, get their stuff done, and not have to hold the game up.
Let me ask you this, Tony. This is kind of a crazy, quasi-serious question. But when you're on the road, the bat boy is supplied to you by the home team. Is that correct?
Normally, yes.
Bat boys don't travel. So there are home team bat boys, but they're also visiting team bat boys. If the visiting team bat boy is not doing his or her job, bat girl is not doing their job properly, what are the penalties going to be? Because is the umpire going to be able to rule against the visiting team if it's actually the home team's bat boy that's not doing the job right?
Yeah, my guess is there won't be an immediate consequence.
Penalty, right.
They're going to evaluate you. And if you don't reach the criteria that they're looking for, you will be asked to leave. Is how I see it.
I could just see bat boys like tuckered out by the middle of the fourth inning, just racing back and forth to get the bat, get the glove. These guys got a lot of work to do.
Yeah,
they got to run to first base and get the gloves.
I was about to say,
and all the sliding pads and everything.
It just brings into question the fitness of bat boys.
You're not going to have any heavy-set bat boys and girls anymore.
Yeah, that's where you're at.
Well, here's what happens, right? You got a lot of guys with a lot of equipment, elbow guards, shin guards.
Yeah.
They get to first base. You got to be able to get to that bat and then also get down to first base. Now, sometimes the first base coach will help out. You'll see the first base coach wearing all the equipment, but eventually you get a couple guys on, he's run out of space.
He doesn't have any more room.
You're going to need to go get that stuff. And so, you know, your fitness is going to be tested now as a bat boy.
Yeah. Did you guys tip bat boys and girls, or how did that work?
Yes,
I did.
Yes.
You're a good man.
Most of the era in which I came up with did do so.
Okay.
It was, you know, because you got to remember, on the road, those bat boys aren't just doing duties in terms of grabbing bats and getting helmets. Prior to the game, they're doing a whole bunch of stuff. They work for the club. So there are duties in which, you know, laundry, food, I mean, all of that stuff they're in the background doing. And, you know, for the most part, I think guys did tip the bat boys because they are usually the lowest man on the totem pole in terms of the group that they work with.
Right.
And so you always try to show the bat boys love because they are usually the one you got to do the grunt work. Yeah, hey, man, could you run out and go get me something to eat? Or could you go buy me this? And they would a lot of times make it happen for
go
you.
Go leave some tickets
I do have good experience with that. I've been a radio intern, so I've done plenty of food runs for people in the building.
Right. You do have experience there. Well, I would think we should try to get an interview with you with a bat boy this year. I don't know if the bat boy union will allow it.
I'll talk to Freddie or one of the guys down here.
This has become like the world's most important job now is a bat boy, and if you don't do it well, you're not going to get to keep it.
No doubt about it. All right, let's get to a break. More Gwen and Chris on the way.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, the Bat Boys.
You know, does that apply to Bat Dogs, too? I've been getting some tweets about that. Yeah.
Why are people tweeting about Bat Dogs?
Because there are certain dogs around minor league baseball that retrieve bats.
Well, it might not be a bad idea to give the actual Bat Boy and Bat Girl some freedom to do other things and do them much quicker.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a big issue in Major League Baseball. I really think the Bat Boys and Girls need to start their own union and make some demands. Make some demands.
San Diego Padres fans, the party starts before the game on the Coaster Train. Join the winning team. Buy your Coaster Train tickets to Padres games and score big at goncTD.com/Padres.
All right. Very good, Scraby. We have an interesting Big Five for you
today. Yes, we do.
Here's what happened. We attempted to record the Big Five just before the beginning of the show today so that Tony could get out of here a little early and get down to wherever he's going.
Little Ohio. Yeah, Goodyear.
Otherwise known as Goodyear for the Padre-Reds game to broadcast tonight. So anyway, we're in the middle of recording the Big Five. And right in the middle of it, Tim Lopes came out and was ready to do an interview. So we halted the Big Five.
We did.
And did our interview with Tim Lopes, which you heard on the show earlier. That means that the Big Five we have for you now is only going to consist of the first three questions. And then Scraby and I will come back and, live and in living color, will perform the final two questions
for you.
So that is the way the Big Five is going to go today. A little bit of an interesting twist, but after traffic, let's give it a shot.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Before we get into the Big Five this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by your local San Diego County UPS store. Your local San Diego County UPS store locations are hosting a shred event from March 20th through March 25th. So we're already 2 days in. I wonder how much has been shredded, Chris. I kind of want to find out. 50% off shredding services. Visit theupsstore.com for the location nearest you. See store for details. Before I left last night, I shredded a lot of good documents.
There was a lot of people that wanted to get stuff shredded the last couple of days, but they had to get behind me in line.
Because
my wife sent me over with a big pile.
Ever since Chris found out that we have an industrial shredder, it's been in use.
Changed my life.
Every single day.
Industrial shredder.
Yes. Changed my life.
All right. Number five. Shohei Ohtani showed the world once again he is the most dynamic player in baseball. He can run, he can hit, he can pitch, he can lead a team, and he can probably just do everything great, including like beat people in Mario Kart or something. But I saw a bunch of opinion this morning about Ohtani and how we should just crown him the greatest player of all time. So, Chris,
Is he the greatest player of all time?
No, I don't think so. Not yet. I mean, you know, he does some amazing things. There's absolutely no question. I need some more time to go by before I can, you know, crown him as the greatest player of all time. And one of the things that's going to have to happen is going to have to perform in a playoff and have to perform in a World Series and have to do it on the biggest stage. I know he did it in the World Baseball Classic. That's a one-game playoff. You know, Otani's got to do it at the highest level of the sport. Michael Jordan would not have become Michael Jordan if he didn't win six championships. Joe Montana, Tom Brady wouldn't be who they are without the championships. You got to have that in your bag if you're going to be considered the greatest of all time. But what he does is great, and I don't want to take away from that.
Tony, do you think is he the greatest player of all time, Shohei Ohtani?
No. He's going to have to, in order to be in the criteria of greatest player. I know the problem is we've diluted that word so much in terms of
the GOAT.
The GOAT. Like, we use it all the time. And really, it should be reserved for people that have been great for a long period of time. And we're not talking 2, 3, 4 years. Because, what, if Ohtani, gosh.
You got lost in a little loop there.
I did.
Got Darvish on the mind.
If Ohtani ends up doing the same thing he did the last 2 years, it'll be 3 years that he's done that, that he's been at the top level of the game. Is that long enough to be considered the greatest ever when you're talking about the likes of Willie Mays, Barry Bonds? I mean, there are just a number – there are a number of guys, including Mike Trout, who have done it for a lot longer than Shohei does. So, like Chris said, you're going to need to see this for a sustained amount of time at this same level before we can start to consider greatness. Because let's say, God forbid, something happens in the next couple of years and he doesn't quite get back to that level. Would that 2-3 year run might be the greatest 3 year run of all time, but certainly not the greatest of all time. As in terms of individual player.
You know, I know that Shohei Ohtani is a great player, but last night I really was like, wow, this guy is honestly doing everything, and he's doing everything great. Because that throw that he beat out from Trey Turner down the first baseline, I think it was like 4.16. That's impressive all on its own. But anyway.
He's got skills.
Yeah, nobody's saying that this guy is not one of the most talented players in the game right now, but we're talking greatest of all time.
Yes. Number four. Now, another World Baseball Classic story is Houston Astros star second baseman Jose Altuve had surgery to repair a fractured right thumb and will not resume baseball activities for at least 2 months, the GM of the team said. Altuve was playing for Venezuela, and he suffered the injury Saturday when he was drilled by a fastball by Team USA pitcher Daniel Bard, who plays for the Rockies. The Astros said in a statement that Altuve had surgery in Houston. He'll remain there while the team finishes its final week of spring training, and then he's going to do some rehab. We know about Edwin Diaz, and we know players have said the WBC is not to blame. Tony, what would it take for players to rethink playing?
I don't think there is anything. Major League Baseball, the most important element is that Major League Baseball is in on this. So there really isn't a roadblock, per se. The Major League Baseball is not going to take away their money or their contracts, which I think would be the one thing that would get guys to not play. And so, therefore, I don't think there is a roadblock. Guys know the risk the moment they sign on that line. By the way, Altuve could have got hit in spring training and broke his thumb all the same. And guess what? He would have missed the same amount of time in the regular season as he's missing from getting it broken the WBC. So I just don't see that argument being a valid one in terms of guys getting hurt. You can get hurt playing this game at any point, anywhere, anytime. Whether it's in the uniform that you cheer for as a fan or not, that makes you feel better about it. I think that's a personal thing. It's all the same to me. What guys want to play, they should be allowed to play, but this is the risk that comes with playing in the WBC, but it's also the risk that comes with playing baseball in general.
Chris, what do you think it would take for players to rethink playing?
There's nothing that's going to make them rethink playing. In fact, I think most of the ones who didn't play are probably upset that they didn't get a chance to play or didn't get invited to play, or if they did get invited and they turned it down this time, they're going to take advantage of it the next time they get an opportunity, because I think they saw how much fun everybody had and how great of an event this was. I feel like a lot of really, really star players that didn't play are probably wondering, you know, what it was like had they chosen to play. So I don't think there's anything that's going to keep guys from playing. And there's certainly not the risk of injury is not going to keep anybody from playing. It's the same old story. I mean, if you want to stay in your house all day and not ever cut up any food and, you know, walk around on pillows, you're never going to get hurt. But, you know, you have to live your life and you have to play baseball. And to play baseball, Altuve could have got hurt in a drill.
Right.
You know, just as well as he could have got hurt playing in a game and he wouldn't have got this experience.
I mean, just think, Juan Soto pulls his oblique.
Yeah.
Swinging in the B games back here.
Yeah, that's true.
So
could happen anywhere.
Right.
All right. ESPN is bracing for a bunch of layoffs in the coming weeks, sources say. Even Stephen A. Smith is saying it on his podcast. As a corporate restructuring, parent company Disney is slashing 7,000 jobs and $5.5 billion in costs. The layoffs could amount to 3% of the Disney's global workforce. Stephen A. Smith said he may be one of the people let go, but then he said he doubts that that's going to happen. With a $13 million-plus salary for Stephen A., he's the second highest-paid talent behind Troy Aikman, who makes $18 million. ESPN itself has dropped from being viewed in 100 million homes to 75 million homes since 2011. So, Chris, where does ESPN currently rank on your list of sports news outlets?
Number 1A.
Hmm.
Yeah, the only thing I get more information of is from myself on the program.
Okay.
No, I don't know. Okay. ESPN's my go-to. There's nothing else. I mean, my web browser opens to ESPN.com on both my phone and my tablets and my desktop and my laptop and every other item that I have. I mean, I always go to ESPN for information. I think other people go some other places, but I think more people probably go ESPN. Look at just how many people signed up for their March Madness bracket. Was it over 20 million people signed up? So, yeah, I always go to ESPN. And, you know, this is unfortunate that some of the interest has waned a little bit. I mean, there's just more other – there's so many other places now to get your sports information or your sports entertainment from that it's almost impossible for ESPN to keep the same shares. But, you know, my way of thinking is maybe they ought to get rid of a CEO or two and keep the 3,000 people that are going to lose their jobs. But it never
that
works that way, does it, Tony?
That ain't happening.
It never does.
Yeah, I know for myself, ESPN is easily the number one. Like, no matter how you slice it, whether it's the website, whether it's TV, they still have the most compelling stuff. Now, I watch some of Fox's programming. I watch Undisputed with Skip.
Let me tell you something, Skip.
I watch that for sure. But in terms of what I'm normally on, it's usually ESPN. They got all the college stuff. They got all – I mean, they got everything you want in terms of if you are a sports fan. And quite frankly, it's probably the last remaining – outlet that isn't, when you read an article, it's not slanted, right? It's giving you the facts. I can't say that for all of the websites that, you know, produce sports.
Yeah, no, that's true. Well, we'll see what happens with ESPN. That's a lot of people, though. 7,000 jobs is a lot of jobs. So,
yeah, 7,000 people or one CEO. You pick. What do you want to get rid of?
Don't even ask me, because it's really funny how they don't have any money, but they have enough money to pay themselves.
All right, let me
there
get
goes Scraby. He's Scraby, about to get on his soapbox.
Scraby, lover of rich people. There he is.
No, I am a.
By the way, you're in Peoria at the sports complex where there's quite a few rich people walking around. Be careful.
Yes, there is. Number two. And we're back live. Yes, Chris, never start me down that path, please, because I will go down it. You
yes,
know that.
You will. Yes, you will.
All right. So number two is Cam Newton is not finished yet. After spending the 2022 NFL season out of football, the former MVP quarterback is preparing for a potential return to the field. He threw at Auburn's Pro Day on yesterday, arguing that there aren't 32 NFL quarterbacks currently better than him. His brother Kalen, meanwhile, told the AP that Newton still got it and is open and available to any interested teams. Now, we know he's not going to be a starter out of the gate. And since Tony is not here, I'm going to answer for him. But does Cam Newton still have starter stuff? I don't think so. If he had starter stuff, he would be on a team and he would be starting. I think he has backup stuff. Cam Newton can easily be a backup quarterback, but I don't know that's what he wants to do.
being out of football, especially as a quarterback for a year or year and a half or whatever it was, like Cam Newton, it takes a lot to get back into it. So I'm going to say he does not still have starter stuff, Chris.
He's still got an arm. I mean, I saw it on some of the video that he put out of him having the pro day. He can still throw the ball, but I don't think he can win games in the NFL. And the reason I say that is because he's 2 years removed from a stint in the NFL where he couldn't win any games. I mean, look, I mean, he came back. The Patriots brought him in. I think he won he didn't win no games. But,
yeah.
You know, he wasn't successful. Got hurt, couldn't stay healthy, et cetera, whatever the case was. That's 2 years ago. So the odds of him coming back to, you know, the Cam Newton of glory, which is basically one great year that he had, and he led Carolina to the Super Bowl. I don't want to take that away from him, but that's that's like 8 years ago now. So
yeah,
it's been quite
ago.
A while.
Super Bowl 50, that was.
Was that super? That was Super
that
Bowl
lost,
50.
Yeah.
So it's been a while. I don't. If somebody really wanted Cam Newton, they would have given him the shot by now. So that's my thinking.
All right. Number one. MLB.com put out an article highlighting all the best giveaways from teams throughout this season, and they have a Vlad Jr. Gold Glove bobblehead, retro replica jerseys around the league. And here in San Diego, we have one of the coolest things, I think. Ha-Seong Kim bobblehead with a removable, if I can say that word, helmet, which is the thing that makes it for me. So, Chris, how much do you think giveaways actually help with attendance?
That's a pretty interesting question. I think that they do in general. I think the fact that you come to a game once in a while and you get something is a pretty good deal. When I was a little kid growing up, it meant everything to me. You know, a hat day, a helmet day, a bat. Believe it or not, they used to have bat day where they would give everyone. Can you imagine everybody in the
like
stands?
Like a big bat or a little bat?
A real bat.
Oh, my gosh.
I remember shots of Yankee Stadium. Everybody waved. They would announce it on the PA system. Everybody wave your bat in the air. And there'd be people in Yankees, 40,000 people waving their bats around.
Can you imagine the
controversy
that would cause
today? And nobody was
today?
Scared.
Yeah.
Nobody was nervous about it, but... I think giveaways are a big deal. I do. I don't go to a game personally just for a giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
At this stage, it's not that big of a thing to me. I don't collect bobbleheads. I don't collect hats. I don't collect sweatshirts. But I think for a lot of people, it's an important thing. And I think it's a nice way for – I mean, the appearances that teams are giving back to their fans.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm sorry to point this out, but probably the price of your admission is built into a lot of the giveaways.
They're also sponsored.
And they're also all sponsored, so they're a way for the team to make a little more money. But the fans benefit, so that's a good thing. I have nothing but praise for giveaways.
I absolutely 100% think that giveaways help with attendance. You know, want to know why? Everybody asks me for the giveaway whenever they have a giveaway. Like, I know a couple people that collect each one throughout the year. They have to find it somehow. They go to the games mostly, but a lot of people love those bobbleheads, and they will go to the game for the bobblehead. So I would say, yeah, it helps attendance.
Yeah, the bobbleheads are pretty cool. By the way, whatever happened to our whole collection of bobbleheads that used to be in our studio?
I'm not sure.
Back in the Odyssey Palace.
I'm not sure. They cleaned it out.
They cleaned out the room, which was nice of them to actually clean our office for the first time
ever. But they took all the stuff.
But they took all of our bobbleheads.
Yeah, where are they?
Come on. Somebody's holding on to my bobbleheads.
Yeah,
our bobbleheads.
The Will Myers Han Solo bobblehead.
Hey, they all were something, you know.
Or Han Myers, I'm sorry.
Han Myers. We had a lot of those lying around the palace there back in the day. All right, happy hour's coming up. More from Peoria. Our visit earlier with Jake Cronenworth. If you missed it, stick around. More Gwen and Chris on the way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.